I'm started. Forest, Valdosta State Research Project, formalities.
Carly, old Scoose.
So tell me a little bit about your tribe and the heritage, what clans and stuff.
Well, I come from the Bear Society. My people's Bear Society. It's the oldest society in the land. It's Bear Society is where I originated out of. I'm with the Bird Clan of the Cherokees of Georgia. I'm a Cherokee, Cherokee and Irish. What I like to tell people, I go to schools and do exhibits and dances and, you know, teach, do a little bit of teaching. And I'm afraid when they hear that an Indian's coming, that they expect a full blood. But I like to tell them that I'm a mixed breed.
Yeah.
Ever since Columbus come, he's been mixing, and our people is the first ones, you know, some of the first that he's touched, and we've been touched, you know, the longest. But I'm a perfect example of what Columbus done to a people, is what I tell them. But my mother's Irish, and I'm Cherokee. I was raised up traditional. You come to my house, I mean, I ain't a show. What you see now is what you see at my house. I mean, that's what I'm Cherokee.
That's good. That's good. I follow
the path that my grandpa taught me and that he walked. I named my first son Hunter because I like him. I got another son. His name is Mato Numpa. That means two bear. Got one more son. He's 2 years old. His name is Hawk. Blue Hawk. Hawk Blue is his full name. And I got a wife. She's from the Red Bank tribe. That's a Cherokee band up in Canton. That's pretty much roundabout on me.
I'm focusing on the regalia part for my part of the project. So if you just kind of go over everything you have, what it means to you, what it means to...
To start off with, the eagle feather, I didn't wear it today. I'll wear it tonight. During the informal dances, I generally don't wear an eagle feather, but when I'm dancing, when it's not informal, you know, like now, when we have the real grand entry and come in, well, I'll have an eagle feather on. The eagle feather in my hair stands for all the elders. The elders, your grandpa, my grandpa, not just the Indian people, everybody stands for all the elders of all over the world. The elders are waiting for us to come and ask them questions where they can teach us. All we got to do is ask them.
That's why we're here.
And so that's what that eagle feather stands for. I wear it in honor of our grandfather.
How'd you get your feather?
Well, I earned it. It's the first eagle feather I got. I always try to treat people the way I want them to treat me. I mean, I don't like to hurt people's feelings. And if somebody howdies with me, I like to howdy back. And in just that way, you know, helping people around the dance arena, you know, when they can't, they want to dance and can't dance. Not knowing I was earning an eagle feather, but helping people like that, you know. Well, that's how the first eagle feather come. And the Great Spirit just sent the rest of them in his own way. But the eagle feather is the most sacred feather, you know, to us. But that's the main thing. That eagle feather that I wear on my head, it represents all of the grandfathers just waiting to teach us. And all we got to do is ask and then listen. Well, the next thing is my breech cloth. Of course, I wear it, you know, to cover myself up. But I try to get a lot of fringe. In the old days, you know, the reason they wore fringe was because during times like this, sitting around, they'd make their friends, and that's what they used to tie stuff, you know, to tie their arrows a lot of times.
Well, Squirrel was talking about that. You just break the fringes off, build a tent.
Right.
Yeah, it's function.
You just do that and wire it, it looks good, and when you need it, it's there. You just pull it off. And that's how that got started. The next thing is I like to tell about is our bells. These bells right here, these are deer hooves, these are just bells. But in the old days, this is what they would wear. Mm-hmm. They would put these on the kids. See, the place, you know, the area was wild. Well, to keep from watching the young'un all the time, well, they'd put this type bells on him, and he'd run all over the place, you know. And also, you know, they'd know where he was at. But it would scare off the bears and animals that would actually get a young'un if they could. So that's what they was used for. Today, we dance in competitions. And a good sounding bell to a judge to get his attention to you is, a trick. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I try to keep good bells to get
so
the judges
watching.
Where he'll watch me, you know, and I might win that thing. I wear a bustle on my back.
Mm-hmm.
That bustle, it represents all different. I got several different kind of feathers on my bustle. I just built a new one. I got one type feathers on it now. But as I go along, I'll add more and more, and I'll have all different kinds. But them feathers, all these feathers that's on my back, I wear them to represent all the people that needs to go to the grandfathers and ask them questions, and learn about not just, you know, their Indian way, you know, the things that they should know, but things that everybody should learn about. Maybe if they're white, I'm sure that there's things like canning food, you know, mm-hmm. that the young people could go and ask these old people how to do it, you know. But that the feathers on my back represents the people, all the people, and that's pretty much it on what. And the paint now, the paint, I wear paint, and from different times I'll change, but the paint is personal.
Mm-hmm.
But it represents the ghost in me and the ghost that I'm dancing with in that circle. And when we're dancing in that circle, our people is buried just beneath the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you'll see me asking them to come up and dance. When I do this motion with my feathers, well, I'm asking them spirits to come up and be with me, dance with me. So this pain, it's personal, but it's a spirit. It represents a spirit. And when you dance out there, you're dancing where thousands of people have done, you know, lived their life and gone on, you know, died, went to the happy hunting ground.
Where
they left their footprints in the dance arena. So I do the same, carry on the tradition of my people.
That's good. What about the breastplate?
Well, the breastplate, it was a gift to me by a fella. This one's made out of river cane. You generally use bones. A lot of people use bone. There's a lot of stuff that you make them out of. But it protects my heart.
Can you pick up stuff
like that? If it keeps raining, we will.
If we need to stop for the rain, that's no problem.
We'll leave it like that for now.
That's if it
starts pouring.
Yeah. Is that it all here?
Yeah. But it's in the old days it was wore, the breastplate was wore as
ladies and gentlemen, if you have
more or less a charm, a protected charm, like a rabbit's foot or something, you know, protect your heart, you know, and you know, for looks, you know, had a lot to do with it, but it was like a charm. To me and to the elders, you know, what I was told.
What kind of feathers are on your bustle, the new one that you made?
On my bustle, I use buzzard feathers. They're plentiful, you know, to get.
The traders, you can, they go to powwows.
You know, if one messes up.
Every weekend.
To me, when a feather gets messed up, I've probably got the raggedest buffalo out here. But it's spirit. You know, you get out there and you dance and your feathers hit other dancers. Well, to me, I feel I'm collecting medicine from them, you know. In other words, it's like gathering luck. Mm-hmm. So, my feathers are buzzard feathers on my bustle, and it's called a peace eagle. And you got the eagle, the warbird. You got the hawk, it's a warbird. The owl, you know, he's a death bird. But after the battle's over, then the buzzard, he waits till the battle's over. And then he moves in, and he cleans up the battlefield. So that's what I'm saying behind them.
And the items in your hand, I noticed you had a shield and a fan.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure what the third item was, but I did notice it almost looked like an axe. Almost.
Well, my shield, your shield is, it's another, shield from evil, you know. It's during the dance.
I stand corrected.
It's a
boy, that's good news.
To ward off bad luck, so to speak. The best I can explain it. It's a protection, against bad spirits. This is just a war club.
We haven't seen prize money like that. Florida,
just for no reason, I carry it.
To comfort you, I guess.
It's like a comfort blanket, I guess you'd say. And my fan, it's buzzard also, and it represents all the people.
Mm-hmm.
All my feathers represents all the people, except this one eagle feather. Mm-hmm. It represents the great spirit at utmost, but it represents the grandfathers.
Mm-hmm.
That's waiting to teach us. Of course, that's the great spirit, you know, is everybody's grandfather. And that's a lot of times. Sometimes I'll take different objects in the dance. It'll be something that somebody had given to me, and I'll honor them by dancing with it. Somebody gave a real good friend gave this to me, made it for me. And I've been dancing with this thing ever since I've been dancing. I mean, I've even had to, you know, I've knocked the head of it off. But the reason I dance with it really is because somebody give it to me. And so thought enough of me to give it to me, so I dance with it. To honor them, make them feel good, and make me feel good to have it.
And the turtle shell.
The turtle shell. Well, this is just for looks, mainly. I use it to wipe my face, wipe the sweat out of my eyes. But the turtle, he represents long life to our people. Anyway, he's a long life symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, stuff like that, it's all like to make it simple, good luck stuff, you know.
Right.
But he's a long life symbol. Anytime you see a turtle on a picture or on a teepee or something, it's a long life. It's an honor to be painted.
What about the shell earring?
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, are you having a good time looking here? Probably put your hands together, make some noise.
It was given to me. I generally wear a bone, some kind of bone. But it don't represent nothing. It's just to make me pretty. I'm so ugly. You know, to make me pretty. But a friend of mine, give me that, and I'm glad it didn't fall off out there. But a friend of mine gave me this a long time ago, and when she gave it to me, she said it was real old, and it's real thin.
Yeah.
So I wear it, you know, to be pretty.
Yeah. I honor them that they actually thought enough to give it to me.
Yeah, also.
It's interesting that you chose buzzard feathers for the bustle and the fan. I've noticed a lot of hawk feathers, eagle feathers on the high. Not everybody has the eagle feathers, but research I've been doing, like hawk and eagle feathers have been the most common.
Yeah.
I wonder if turkey feathers was another one.
Yeah.
that was used. But you're the first to see the buzzard feathers.
Let's, they're the closest feather to an eagle feather as far as looks. But I just choose to use that type of feather. Eagle feather ain't easy to get.
Yeah.
No, not really.
The ones you do get, you earn them. They come to you in a way. And but I choose to use my buzzard because they're plentiful. One messes up real bad, I can replace it pretty easy and keep my bustle in good shape. But like I said before, I had my bustle before I just finished this one. I've been wearing it for 15 years and it was, I don't think that I even changed any. I might have changed a few of the feathers in the middle, but none on the side, on the outside. And they was getting pretty rough, but like I said, I gathered medicine. There was medicine in those feathers, in that way, brushing up against my brothers during the dance.
What's your favorite part about the powwow?
Favorite part about the powwow?
What do you enjoy the most?
Talking to people, really, like this.
Mm-hmm.
I love the dance. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be here if I didn't like the dance, too. But just talking to the people, I've made more friends and met more people at a powwow than I could anywhere. People from the school, the young ones, they come out. They're interested in what's going on, and they listen to you. And you ain't got to be real educated to talk to them. You just tell them. Tell them what you know.
It's a lot of educators out here.
Yeah.
There's a good focus on teaching. You're just getting information across.
Yeah.
And
just the favorite part is the drum. I guess the people in the drum, talking to the people in that drum out there. That's probably the favorite part.
Is there anything else you wanted to touch on that you had? Anything that you felt you had needed to say?
Well, when you get up and leave, there's going to be plenty. I forgot to say, but.